While those two who know are blinded by their self-interest, prejudice has put their knowledge into the grave. An open mind makes ignorance wise. Prejudice makes knowledge perverse and iniquitous. So long as you accept no bribe, you are seeing. When you act covetously, you are blind and enslaved. I have turned my nature away from vain desire. I have not eaten delicious morsels. My heart, which tastes, has become bright. It really knows truth from falsehood.
Did you see? He opened another little story to show you that, remember, it's not like this logically. It's deeper than that. Means, whatever you think about, it's subject of argument, isn't it? Yes or no? How many times you heard it from me that? That's wrong. Because somebody is in love. Should we argue about it? But what? We could only be envious. So what? The subject of love breaks all the rules. So there is no rule for that. The only thing we believe in is to become healthy. And when we say become healthy, we don't even use the word of healthy. We use the word of that sickness, but in a very special way, because we have so many words for sickness, and that is one of the archaic ones. Now, only in two cities in Iran, they use this, that when they say, how do you do? How are you? And we say, I have no illat, thank you. But normally, illat is cause. It's not the sickness. But here, repeatedly he will use that word because the cause and effect are the base of logical argument, isn't it? In the logical argument, for whatever you say, they will find a cause. Which to me, it's just silly. It's too ignorant. Remember, I believe in my first PhD subject is cybernetics. And over there you understand that there is no one cause. There is always one cause. When you are the rotten fellow, when you are a rotten fellow, no matter what happens to your country, you blame the foreigners for that. You blame others for that. Yes, the cause of restlessness in Burma is the imperialistic interest of Western countries. You see, what did I do? When you deal with the problem of a country, you have billions of causes. History, culture, climate, economy. But I could forget all of that. I would say, this is the cause. When I want to blame someone, when I want to fool everyone, I use one cause, one effect. Someone is sick. Why? Normally they say, because of this. No, no, no. Because that and this you're pointing at, no matter what it is, in another body, in another situation, will be harmless. A lot of different causes. Yes, there is main cause. But sticking to one cause and blaming someone. Look at the Satan, what he did. First he blamed God and creation. Then he blamed jealousy and love. Then he blamed the rotten fellows who are attracted to the wrongdoing. Then at the end he blamed Ma'awiyah himself. Blaming, one cause. All of this is correct, even more. So that's the problem of the argument is endless. It never finishes. The best way, somebody will argue, and say, I don't know, I still have some doubt, I don't know what it is. You see, what did I do? All that argument was stopped. What is the answer? The heart. That deep feeling. If you keep healthy, then you smell the rottenness. Then you really get it as simple as it is. The only thing you should do, remember, was the last verse of the last paragraph was to cut off yourself from that temptation. Here, again, he said, oh my judge, don't worry about your ignorance, you are not tempted. Because temptation is it. If you eliminate the temptation, you become healthy. When you are in control of the animal desire, because animal desire has no limit. Because remember, more is better, right? That's the animal logic. More is better. It works. We don't blame them. That's supposed to be. But when it comes to us, more is better. You go to a doctor and he will give you some medicine. More is better. To have all the pills the first day, you will die. That's not that bad. Anyhow. Let's go back to Muawiyah. Yes.
Muawiyah, may God be well pleased with him, induced Iblis to confess. Why did you awaken me? You are the enemy of wakefulness, old trickster. You are like poppy seeds. You put everyone to sleep. You are like wine. You take away understanding and knowledge. I have impaled you. Come, tell the truth. I know what is true. Do not seek evasions. I expect from every person that of which by nature and disposition he is the owner. I do not look for any sugar from vinegar. I do not take the catamite for a soldier. I do not, like infidels, seek from an idol that I should be God or even a sign from God. I do not seek the smell of musk from dung. I do not seek dry bricks in river water. From Satan, who is other, I do not look for this, that he should awaken me with good.
What was that all about? What did he say? First of all, Satan is not talking here. And Muawiyah, you know him through these paragraphs. The historical fellow, we're not talking about the historical fellow. You know him. He's a clever guy who's stubborn enough not to give up, and he knows that this argument is leading nowhere. He even prays to God. Here, a couple of verses isolated in his name. He's saying what? He's talking about the expectation. And he says, I do not expect Satan, to be honest. I do not expect the intelligence to know about the spirituality. I do not expect the vinegar not to be sour. I'm not like the idol worshippers to think that the idol is the god or something. And all of this is what? To teach me that, listen, first of all, you will be fooled by your temptations. You talk about it, right? So, what about your expectation? If you expect the Satan or the logic to solve your problem, then you could be fooled. You should know that One cannot expect the logic to solve all problems, because logic has a limited domain and it's always there. But he cleverly put in something there which is the reminiscence of my favorite story in Masnavi. What was that? Look at it and find it. That's the reason I was talking over there. I told you that this is my favorite story. Yes?
I do not see dry bricks in river water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for dry brick in the water. I'm the fellow that will drop the dry bricks in the water to go away. I know the difference. So we're going to say, remember that. What was that all about? Do you remember that story? Basically, if a six-year-old boy, you say, huh, what was that story? Which one is he talking about? What do you say? The necessity of getting rid of all the building block of your wall. What is the building block of your wall? Go back and remember it. All are your achievement in arguments, logics. That's what you're sitting on. When you're talking about your right, you're talking about your logical understanding in human level, isn't that? So you're proud of the wall that you're standing upon it, because this is the logical stuff for you. We talked about it and they said, ah, if you were not silly, you will get rid of the wall. And you cannot. Can you make the wall collapse? Yes, you will die. Put a dynamite and you will die. The solution was what? Brick by brick, get rid of it. And this is one of the bricks. He showed you how many bricks he brought in, the Satan. The first one, I'm created by God. Aren't you the fellow who will say, whatever is created, I love it because this is the image of God? Didn't you say everything in the universe is a pixel of that image? Yes. But, the exception of that rule is what? The bricks that we make, not God. God will create the earth, yes, the water, yes, the possibility of drying out, yes, but we will make the brick. We put it up, and we could put it up for bad purpose. One of the worst is still there to visit. For a couple of thousand years, some arrogant people tried to stop the neighbors to touch them. They call it Great Wall of China, which is one of the most stupid thing human being ever did. It's even worse than pyramids and that stuff, because it was arrogant and racist in a way. They believe that the other fellows are not even worthy to talk with, and they needed their merchandise. They needed them, but division. That kind of stuff. Here, the main thing is to learn that everything, every problem is the wall I made for myself. So I lost my taste. I have to get rid of this wall. So you will go back to that story and we look at the titles and we'll see how he started from there to come here and give you a hint that, remember, the brick and the water, never forget that. How did he say it?